This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Even as the full Senate decides on the nomination of John Roberts to the Supreme Court, a Senate committee will consider another of the president's choices. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to take up the nomination of Timothy Flanagan to be the right-hand man to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez at the Justice Department. Confirmation is expected, but committee Democrats want to ask Flanagan more questions, mostly about his ties to a Washington lobbyist now under indictment, a man named Jack Abramoff. It's the second time this month that Abramoff has caused trouble for the Bush administration. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The fight over Flanagan's nomination has been brewing since last summer. It mostly boils down to two sets of issues. First, in 2001 and 2002, he was a top aide to Alberto Gonzalez, who was then White House counsel. Flanagan helped to draft the policies establishing military tribunals and setting standards for interrogating enemy combatants, both areas of intense controversy. But the second set of issues may be more important now. In the spring of 2003, Flanagan had left the White House. He was a senior vice president in the Washington office of the multinational corporation Tyco International. Tyco needed a heavy hitter of a lobbyist. It was under attack for having its corporate headquarters in Bermuda. And Flanagan helped to hire Jack Abramoff, then a prince of Pennsylvania Avenue, with a multimillion-dollar lobby practice and connections to top Republicans around town. Flanagan has told the Judiciary Committee that Abramoff even claimed he would take Tyco's concerns to Karl Rove, President Bush's chief strategist. Nowadays, Abramoff is keeping a lower profile. He's been indicted in Florida and is under investigation in Washington. Flanagan, like most appointees awaiting Senate confirmation, isn't giving interviews. But George Terwilliger III, a lawyer representing Tyco in the Abramoff probe, says that Flanagan did not pal around with the lobbyist.
Mr. Flanagan didn't travel with him, didn't go on any kind of trips with congressional members and that sort of thing.
Unlike some others. 9 days ago, FBI agents arrested another Bush appointee, Abramoff friend David Safavian, a top official at the Office of Management and Budget. He's charged with lying about going on a golfing trip to Scotland with Abramoff and Congressman Bob Ney. Trips with Abramoff have also come back to haunt Congressman Tom DeLay, who was House Majority Leader until he was indicted yesterday in a separate case out of Texas. The main thrust of the Abramoff investigation is thought to be that he defrauded clients, including Tyco. Separately, Abramoff's old law firm has agreed to give Tyco a $1.5 million settlement for payments that appear to have been misdirected. If Flanagan becomes Deputy Attorney General, he would be overseeing the probe of his old employer, Tyco, as well as his old lobbyist, Abramoff. The question for committee members would be whether Flanagan should recuse himself. Terwilliger says that last April, when Abramoff's law firm notified Tyco of his problems, Flanagan took decisive action.
It was clear to Mr. Flanagan that he would, in all likelihood, be a witness in the matter going forward, and therefore he recused himself from any decision-making as to how Tyco should proceed and similar decisional issues such as that.
But in a written question-and-answer exchange with Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, Flanagan was more cautious. He said he would consult with Justice Department experts on any recusal issue. He was definite about stepping aside only if, quote, it appears likely that those investigations could involve Tyco. Durbin isn't satisfied.
It was a stock and standard answer. I think it's clear that Mr. Flanagan, if he is approved, should step aside from this case. Mr. Abramoff's lobbying activities affected his company directly.
And now, all eight committee Democrats want Flanagan to come back for more questions. Senators Edward Kennedy and Russell Feingold have sent him more written questions. Committee Chairman Arlen Specter yesterday didn't embrace the idea of another hearing, but he didn't say no either.
We've already had one hearing. It's not our custom to have multiple hearings unless cause is shown, and I want to review Mr. Flanagan's answers, and I want to get the specifics as to what somebody else has in mind.
What the Democrats have in mind, of course, is using Flanagan to explore the details of Abramoff's activities, including his claims of clout in the White House. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.